CDA Conversations.
Today I'm speaking with Jennifer Parriga, and she's the Director of Communications at Schulich School of Medicine and Dentistry in London, Ontario. And recently, in the Monday before interview weekend, when prospective dental students were coming in for their interviews, Jennifer championed and oversaw the use of Twitter, a live Twitter chat in which these prospective dental students could speak with current dental students. Jennifer, tell us what you did and why you did it.
Sure. So the idea actually came about last year, and we wanted to find and use new ways to engage people on Twitter. And we have a variety of audiences, as everybody does, but one of the things that we wanted to do was look to our student audience and determine if there were new opportunities for us, existing opportunities, to latch on to and effectively use Twitter as an engagement tool. Last year, we approached our admissions team here at Schulich Medicine and Dentistry, who oversee both admissions for medicine and dentistry, and we started with doing a medicine open house, Twitter open house. It was so successful that we decided this year to do it again and also add on our dentistry students and our dentistry program. We started with the medicine program simply because it does draw a larger group of students each year, and so we thought that to begin with a larger audience, we'd be able to see if we could really build some traction. Mm-hmm. So that's the whole rationale, was to try and use Twitter as more of an engagement tool as opposed to just a tool that we were pushing information out to people.
Did you have any great difficulty recruiting current students to be involved with this, or did they embrace the concept?
I would say the first year it was a little bit more challenging just because it was a new concept, but this year we had no challenges whatsoever. We had three teams of two students each, and we had a cross-section of students from first to fourth year in the room, and each of them manned the Twitter open house. We have a really supportive admissions team, and we have the supportive teams within our medicine and our dentistry program, so they always help us to reach out to students.
Right. And what was the number of prospective participants in terms of the number of interviewees, and what percentage actually used this Twitter open house?
That's a good question. I don't know. I can tell you the number of questions that we received. Mm-hmm. Over the hour. So for our dentistry one, we had 20 different people who interacted with us.
Right.
So for a class of potentially, I think it's, 50 students that we bring in the first year, we had 20 people who interacted with us.
Right.
I don't know off the top of my head how many people come for the interviews.
No, that's fine.
We were pleased with that interaction because we had more than one question asked from potential students.
Right. And what's on the minds of potential dental students?
I think there were a lot of people were asking about what is the interview process like, what to expect, what types of questions they get asked, the type of information they should prepare. There were some questions about what the school is like, what the curriculum is like. So there was a wide range of questions, sort of covered the gamut.
And your teams of students were very comfortable that they had the knowledge base to answer the questions.
Yes. We also had somebody from the admissions office join the students. We felt that was really important so that the students weren't put into a position to have to answer a question they wouldn't be able to. So we had the manager of our admissions program join in, and she was in the background and sort of provided answers or suggested links that students who were asking questions could connect on to if the question wasn't immediately able to be answered.
Right. Would you do it again next year?
Oh, absolutely. We will be doing it again next year. We're looking at how to better promote it and how to promote it sooner as opposed to just doing it perhaps when the students get their letters. We want to find a way to engage students a little earlier in the process so that they're planning for the Twitter open house, but we will definitely be doing it again. We were really pleased with it. We had great support from our students, and we had good what we felt was good engagement.
Yeah.
The other thing that we felt it did was it better engaged our current students as part of the organization, which for us is really important because they then feel some ownership over what's actually happening here, and it's almost like they develop a little bit of a mentorship role early on as students, which is something that we look to as, you know, the future leaders really do become mentors in the profession, whether it be medicine or dentistry. So we felt from that perspective it was really important.
It's lovely if they can manifest their pride in a very tangible way. Do you know of any other dental schools? And obviously you've got a joint medicine and dentistry school at Schulich, but do you know of any other dentistry programs who are doing the same thing?
No, I'm not aware of any, and we actually haven't done that research to determine if anybody is doing anything.
Yeah.
We really are putting a lot of emphasis on Twitter and less so on Facebook, but we're really putting much more emphasis into social media in our communications.
Right, as are we here at CDA, and I'm sure we've got an awful lot to learn from you, and I look forward to keeping in contact with you.
Yes, well, thank you for this opportunity, and also thank you for profiling it as well. That's wonderful. We love to be able to profile it, and I think our students love the opportunity to see their school positioned like that.
Jennifer Parriga, thank you very much for this interview.
Thank you.